Good evening. The Eagle has landed and we are back. We are back. We are back. We are back after 1 week. We are back. We are back. I hope you guys missed us as much as we have missed you. It's the Brothers Podcast. I'm your boy, Dre from Delaware, the first state, the big blue state, the blue hen state, the state where your money is controlled from everything that deals with cash flows through the land of Delaware. And joining me live in the studio, as always, it's my co-host, it's the brother himself, your boy Mar, all the way from Charm City, Baltimore, where you got to be more careful because you never know what that really is biting you on your ankles. Mar, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? What's up?
Now, you was gone for a whole week. I'm gonna need you to act like you're excited about being back.
I am excited about being back, but when you have a dog playing with your feet, it's kind of hard to concentrate.
I said, well, you never know what that might be biting you on your feet.
Exactly.
How was vacation, man? How was convocation and everything?
It was wonderful. It was just hot as Hades in Florida, but it's Florida. What can you expect?
Right.
What can you expect? I really enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed Florida. I have to go back and visit when it's not church related.
Definitely. What part do you think you're going to visit when you go back?
I think I want to go back to. I definitely want to go back to Orlando. I only want to go back to Orlando. I enjoy myself in Orlando.
Cool.
Yeah, I have a cousin that lives in Orlando, so.
I'm actually headed to Orlando for Christmas this year. I'm actually excited. I've always wanted to be at Disney for the Christmas parade.
My cousin and her son and his family, they're in Orlando right now.
Okay.
So you going to be there for the Disney parade?
I am. I'm getting a house, so I can still have Christmas dinner, and you know I got a couple friends in the area, so I told them, you know, feel free to come through, if they want to, you know, eat Christmas dinner. You know, everybody already asked me, am I making sweet potato pie? So I told them I would be. I will be making sweet potato pies.
Sweet potato pies.
Yeah, so they're coming through for dinner. I do probably like a little small turkey, some stuffing, some greens. You know, same thing we do here. You know, just make it like one big dinner. The house is nice. It has a pool and a gated backyard. So, you know, I might do some lamb on their grill because their grill looks like it needs to be touched with my lamb. But, yeah. I'm excited. It gives me a chance to get away. I'll be leaving before Christmas, like a couple days before Christmas, and coming back on the 29th. So, you
okay.
know.
So you're going to be gone. You're going to be gone like the 21st?
I'm leaving here on the 23rd, and I'll be leaving there on the 29th.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Come with me. Let's have fun together. It's Christmas.
I would, but my family's trying to go. My another cousin's trying to go to Florida for Christmas.
Oh, well.
She's talking about going to Destin.
Meet you down there. I'm excited. I did invite a couple people. I'm going to try to get Tyrell to go down with us, see how that turns out. Yeah, pray for me.
See how that goes.
I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good. Gives him a chance to get away.
Uncle,
we got to go find the club. I know somebody.
Right.
I'm 19 now. Because, you know, I'd be right after his 19th birthday. So I can already see it. Uncle. You think Mickey got a bug connect?
I cannot.
Oh, man.
What is our hot topic for today?
Bronny James had went into cardiac arrest, and doctors are saying that it may affect his basketball career.
Yeah, I saw that. He's only, 18 years old?
18, yeah. Listen, this these heart issues, oh, my God. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it, all season, I believe. Like, we got to do better in the U.S. with trying to figure out how we can get our people, especially our young people, we can get them checked for heart diseases, especially those who play sports. I mean, you got football players, high school football players dropping dead. You got basketball players dropping dead. You got soccer players dropping dead. You got people swimming teams dropping dead. And this is all high school sports. So, it gets worse in college. Like, I really need these folks to understand that our young people are really, really, they matter right now. And you know, and it's sad to say, but it's the majority of them have been African-American. And it has nothing to do with fried chicken.
Was it an ongoing condition but was never officially checked? You know what I'm saying? Like, was it ongoing? Was it something that had been in his life since he was a child? And now,
they can't, if they determine it to be cardiomyopathy, you know they actually cannot diagnose
they
cardiomyopathy.
Can't tell. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another issue. Gotta love it. In other news, singer Monica noticed a man putting his hands on a female in her concert, and she had no problem coming off that stage.
Yeah, she said from the report, it said that the man did not even know the woman, but he put his hands on her and he hit her so hard that Monica says it triggered her. It was triggering for her. So she jumped off the stage and confronted the man. She said as I was watching the video, she did ask for help, but no one came to
move fast
enough. So she took it upon herself to jump down and save the day. So, and the lady was older than the man who hit her.
Absolutely.
Hit her.
Yeah.
The woman appeared to be in her, I think Monica said the woman appeared to be in her 50s. And the man just hit her with all his might. So, yeah, that's just crazy. Like, what's going on at this concert?
That part.
It is going on because you got people throwing shoes, phone, being people love. Drake had a shoe thrown at him at a concert.
Drake had a couple things thrown at him. He had a bra.
It just reminds me of back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, that was happening. People were throwing their panties at the artists.
Oh, yeah, Teddy P had a whole lot of drugs thrown at him in his lifetime.
Yeah, but now it's getting violent. Now they're throwing shoes, someone threw ashes at Pink. So, like, people, like,
you
you're going to the concert.
Ashes at Pink?
Ashes, yes, ashes. Someone,
like,
a deceased family member's
like a deceased
ashes.
Person.
Yes. Yep, this man threw his, I think he said his mother. I think Pink said it was his mother's ashes.
Oh, in jail I would have been. Oh God. Oh, I would have been in jail. Yeah. Yeah. He wouldn't have had to worry about it. He would have joined his mama that day. They would have been like, you ain't had to smack, you ain't had to beat the hell out of that man like that. I mean, y'all act like he ain't throw no ashes on me.
Right.
That's bonkers. Like, how do you just decide? There had to be a white guy to do something like that. Just pull some ashes, right? Oh, no. No. Ooh, I'm not built for that, Jesus. I promise you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me away from those folks. All I'm going to say is that happened at a Kirk Franklin concert. That's all I'm going to say.
Somebody threw something at Kirk Franklin?
No, I said that did not happen at a Kirk Franklin concert. Oh. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
I would love to see that happen at a Kirk Franklin. Not ashes so much. Maybe somebody saw a Bible on stage.
No, Kirk can't take too many more hits to the head.
Oh, Lord, I forgot. Yep, he did fall off the stage.
Yeah. You trying to take Kirk out? So I want to say it's a pass for me on that one, though.
When I was in college, I actually saw Kirk Franklin in person, and I'll say that I am taller than Kirk Franklin. So
my mom is taller than Kirk Franklin.
I think Miss Jackie might be a little inch or two taller than Kirk.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm excited. I'm going to go see him in October in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I'm excited about
okay.
that.
All right, Kurt.
Kurt.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. My apologies.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm talking all over you.
In other news,
we have trans women versus cisgender women. Lord.
Yeah.
So apparently Jeff, the comedian Jeff Hilarious, decided to go on trans women and kind of say, we can have babies, we can have periods. You'll never be able to do that. T.S. Madison responds. She was responding to T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison responds. She, Angelica Ross,
mm-hmm.
another trans actress, she responded just in general to it as well. You guys, there's so many other things to be fighting over. I think more trans women understand that they can't give birth, they cannot have a period. I think they understand that. I think they are clearly aware of that. I think that there's so many other things that we could be talking about besides this. It is important, though, but I also think that we can't gloss over it because
right.
in some form it's trans. It has to do with trans.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. Not trans rights, but when someone transphobic comments. I just think that, Jeff, there's other ways, there's other things you could discuss. There are too many trans women being murdered, just as well as there's cisgender women being murdered. Black women of color. There's other things we could be talking about and dealing with than for something that most trans women know that they will not be able to experience.
Right.
So let's put it in perspective of where things could be going. And, yeah.
In other words,
that's all.
I see it so damn messy with your lives.
Yeah.
New content and study some content. You know, I think I heard in one, I don't know sure exactly who TS was talking about, but I know in one interview she did or one post she made, she said that, you know, one young lady who had so much to say actually slept on her, you know, slept in her house for a couple of days because she ended up homeless. And I'm sitting here to myself, like, how do you end up homeless? And you, and then you turn around and talk about somebody, but that's just like us folks. You know, they just, it's almost like your comedy is becoming irrelevant and you just need something to try to bring you back to life. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, here we are. Let's use the trans topic or let's use the gay topic or let's use this or that, you know, you like, come on, people, come on. I just feel like we got to get to a point where we, and that's in all aspects. Entertainment is now beginning to suck because nobody knows what to do, what to come out their mouth and say. And
yeah.
It's like entertainment is now becoming ridiculous. Like, you know, the only thing that's relevant at this time is Wildin' Out. It seems it's like the only person that takes on, you know, that's accepting in TV. That's not on Logo. So, I mean, you know, I think we just got to get to a point where we understand the concept that there are certain things that doesn't need to be, you know, said, period. You know, because they could have came and talked about your mama, but they didn't. So I'm like, you know,
right.
Like different things that I just feel like, you know, we as a people, we need to do better as entertainers, as comedians, as athletes. It needs to get better. It needs to get better, and it needs to get better soon. If not, every damn thing gonna be canceled by the end of the year.
Yeah, and then we get mad at being canceled, this cancel culture. But I think some people need to be canceled, and they need not canceled, but what's the word that they used to use back in the day? Blackball. Censored. Blackball.
Yeah.
Some people need to. And in my opinion, I used to like Jeff Hilarious. I used to watch My Name is Jeff with a mask, and I used to find her funny. And now, after all this, I do not find her funny or entertaining anymore because some trans women, it doesn't matter to them that they can't have children. They may not want them. They understand that. Like, they understand they're not going to get pregnant. They understand they don't get periods. And
right. First of all,
let's
just start with that. First of all,
like,
what woman going to get pregnant and say, I don't mind bleeding? Like, ill.
Okay, so my sister and my mother didn't like to have to go through that monthly. My cousin, my aunt, I'm quite sure they didn't want to go through that constantly. But listen, some trans women, that's not what they're not about. That.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They understand where they are.
Didn't become this way to. I didn't become a trans woman to bleed. So,
right.
Get your life together immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
And other news. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Is there something else that I thought? DJ Academic made a comment. He said he thought Jeff Hilarious was transgender. And then that's my next thing. Like, people, please stop with these transgender jokes on women.
So
I'm not gonna go there right now. I'm not.
She looked real strong.
Huh?
I said she looked real. She looked real strong. That's all.
I cannot. I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing this.
Act like you don't know no strong women. Just look strong in the face. Okay.
night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. So, what else is going on in the world of hot topics? Tiffany Haddish has been all over the news, mainly on the black circuit. The Tiffany Haddish has been all over the place on the, mainly the black informational stuff, you know, BET.com, Essence.com. First, it was the whole situation with her and Common again. Now she's revealing that she's had about 8 miscarriages. The question I have is this her way of trying to gain relevancy again?
I don't know. Because
it seems like the whole child incident with her and the other comedian, Ari Spears, yes, it seems like her career has went like to hell in a handbasket. And so now it's almost like the only relevance she has is, oh, look at the things I've experienced since becoming famous. Like, I don't quite understand, like, what's going on in her head that she feels the need to bring in up a, number one, the Common, host Common situation. Common then moved on, boo. I'm going to need you to do the same thing. But then now it's, you know, oh, by the way, did y'all know I had 8 miscarriages? Like, and it's out of nowhere. It's completely out of nowhere. Apparently BET loves it. But yeah.
8 miscarriages.
Eight miscarriages. Ooh, like, I don't even think you can at this point. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I can't say what is going on in her head and what is really taking her. Maybe she's trying to gain some traction. Who knows? Can't say.
Yeah, I'm just upset with the whole situation. I need her to get this crap together.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if she will ever be able to get back to where she was in prominence. It may take her a while, but I don't ever think she'll be back to where she was. And that may be the issue right now, is that she's trying to regain some traction back to where she was, but I don't think that's going to happen. Too much has happened.
Yeah.
Too much has happened.
Go ahead.
I forgot. That's what happens when you get older. You forget. I want to, as you know, we're in this writer's strike, but now it's the actors have now joined the writers, mm-hmm. and a lot of things are coming out of this writer's strike and concerning what people believe these actors and actresses financially are able to do. Many actors and actresses are speaking up about them not being paid a minimum wage, which is true. In so many words, they're not getting what they should get. Everybody has not arrived, and I think it's important for, you know, as Americans or as people to understand that when anyone is fighting for their rights, fair wages, to do anything, there is a reason why they're doing it. It's not just because they want to get extra money and they're rich and they feel like they overpaid. Not everybody has made it to the point to where they can go into a studio and ask to be top billed, or they can't go into a TV show and ask for millions of dollars. And especially people of color that are actors, it's very few people of color who have arrived. And when I say color, I mean Latino as well. very few actors and actresses of color have said that they have arrived to that point to where they can get $1 million or close to millions of dollars for a role. And we have to be more sensitive to these people, these actors and actresses, and we have to be more sensitive to them. It's not that they are asking for health care. They don't even have health. Some of them don't have health care. Some of them don't have savings. We got to stop saying stuff like, well, you should have saved. What do you mean you should have saved? If I'm going to be on the show and I'm only getting paid to be on that show, so let me give you an example. So if I'm an actor on a show, but I'm not a lead actor, maybe I'm a recurring character, however many episodes they ask me to come do, that's what I'm getting paid for. That's all I'm going to get paid for. They say, come do right. 10 episodes, and that's all I'm getting paid for, my 10 episodes. But if I am in the show and I'm a lead, I'm going to get paid every year the show is renewed.
Yeah.
So American people, stop making these actors and actresses cut you out live. Stop making them feel bad because they haven't arrived. There's only very few number of actors and actresses that have arrived and can ask for certain things. And we have to stop making them feel bad. Like, as a teacher, we have to renew our contract every 3 years. We have our teachers union has to go and fight for a better contract for us. And then people complain about teachers. Oh, you're in the school, baby. If half of us would show you our salary, you would laugh at our salary.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't understand what we have to do just to make ends meet.
Like work two jobs.
Yeah, work two jobs. And then be told, oh, you can't really work two jobs. If you find out you're working two, yeah, you really can't work two jobs. Because you got to be, basically, that means you're going to be working two jobs on the weekends. You're not going to already have a life. So please stop. Please stop with these making people feel bad about being even doing their craft. That's their craft. That is the job or occupation they chose. So stop making them feel bad about choosing the occupation and not understand what is needed. And especially with, I think it was Angelica Ross stated that she was in a 7-year contract with FX. And because she was in a 7-year contract with FX, she was a lead. She was supposed to be in American Horror Story season 11. She's not even in season 11. She wasn't even in it. But in the interim of that, she's getting phone calls from Marvel. And unfortunately, she couldn't even take the position because she was bound to this 7-year contract that she wasn't even getting paid for.
That part.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought something just dropped. Whole internet, but yeah, I do believe that, you know, as the people from the outside looking in, we really don't see the things that are going on behind the scenes. That's where I feel like as a public, we should do better.
Have to do better, but we also have to be understanding of people and their profession. Many, just like the doctors and nurses who worked during COVID, there were doctors and nurses who worked during COVID.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There were teachers who worked during COVID.
I was one of them.
I mean, you had teachers, like education did not stop during COVID. You know, if you're in ministry, I don't care what nobody say. If you're in ministry, you work during COVID because ministry doesn't stop. You know, people were if you were in ministry, you might be working even more than you did before COVID, because folk was dying left and right.
Right. Funeral home. Yeah.
So, you know, it's so much that was going on during COVID, and I feel like it was such a time where we did not appreciate people who put themselves out there, period. You know, and it's the same with actors and actresses. They bust their necks, you know, to try to make sure that we're laughing, we're smiling, we're crying, we're experiencing. You know, we're watching that show and we're like, oh, my God, I remember when something like that happened to me. You know, and then we don't give them their just due. And I do feel like that's
right. Awesome. Right. And then we get mad at them because they want to live.
And like the girl said, you know, the one girl from Disney, she was snapping. But like she said, you know, she's like, you know, we don't get what the lead characters get.
Right.
You know, we didn't get nowhere near that. You know, where's our residuals?
because she was supporting, and mm-hmm. also the man from if you watch what's that TV show? Oh my goodness, what is that TV show with the teacher that I love? Oh, Abbott
Elementary.
Yes, he got a residual check for 5 cents. Many actors and actresses talk about getting residual checks for like 1 cent, 5 cents, if that.
Just like the music industry, yeah.
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 And then the writers are striking because they don't get residual. They don't get anything. If they write that show and that show airs, if I write that show, I got paid when I wrote that show. And that's it for me. If it ends up on Netflix, that's it. I don't get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's be sensitive to people and their occupation, and let's be sensitive to people and what they do. I always hate when I hear people say teachers should not be striking. As an educator, we need more money. Do y'all hear
That's
me?
Right.
Y'all send y'all kids to us on a daily, and we don't get paid. We get paid, but we're taxed
more than y'all do.
Right. We're taxed really high in the state of Maryland. We're taxed extremely high. So our take home pay is not what you think it is. So. Get it together.
Even if it was what you think it is, we watch your kids more than you do.
Right.
We feed, for most of us, for some of y'all, we feed kids more than you do.
Okay.
How about that?
I got to make sure I got
you
snacks.
Over here worrying about getting another check from Biden. And half of y'all didn't spend the money on the kids the first time you got the check.
Well, I didn't say it. Dre did.
I said it. I said what I said.
Some of y'all with five kids got what? Whew, some people with multiple kids got how many checks?
3-4 checks. And you know what y'all did with them? Y'all went and had big fun. That's what y'all did, didn't you? Didn't you, Vanessa? Big fun. With your 3 and 4 checks.
Right. Twice.
Y'all went and got y'all weaves did, and they still looked a wreck. You went and got your nails done, and they still looked a wreck. Half y'all went and got hotel rooms because y'all ain't had nothing better to do. And then had the audacity to lose the house because you ain't want to pay rent.
Right.
The nerve of you. Can we get another stimulus? You can't spell stimulus.
The teacher should have got another stimulus check, actually.
Listen, the teacher should get a stimulus check every year for what we put up with in these schools, with paying out of our pockets to make sure our kids have, because the school's always crying broke on the budget, but yet principals and superintendents never seem to go broke. I just don't understand. understand why teachers are not respected more in these United States. Joe, I make sure I send a copy of this broadcast to him tonight.
Kamala. Yeah, Kamala. You know, she flew to Jacksonville while I was there.
Oh, I was trying.
She was terrible. They said they closed down the route. She was in Jacksonville because apparently Florida put something in the curriculum that said slavery, that blacks profited from slavery.
Good DeSantis.
Yep.
Yes.
So they didn't want to make slavery look bad. So what they did, they said, oh, but the black people profit from slavery. We did what?
Hello.
We did? Did we? I don't. Where? Because I don't see where we profited anything.
I think we should take Ron DeSantis and his family and make them slaves for a couple months and see how much they profit.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy when I heard it.
I'm like, OMG. Yeah, I read the foolishness. And I don't know what they was thinking by I don't know what Ron DeSantis was thinking when he made that.
I don't think Ron DeSantis knows what he's thinking.
I think Ron DeSantis is on that same weed that
Donald Trump
was on. Yeah, they on that same skunk together, and I'm gonna need somebody to happily remove them.
All right, so are we done with our hot topics for tonight? Because I'm ready to get into our topic. We got a good topic for y'all tonight. I'm just excited. Hello. Hello. Dre. All righty. So I think something happened. We're experiencing some technical difficulties on Dre's end. Hopefully he'll be back soon. So we just want to just let you know you can join us every Tuesday night at 7:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio for the Brothers Podcast, where we try to bring you everyday topics, things that might interest you. Going into our third season, we really want to hear from our viewers. We really want to hear from you. So if you have show ideas that you would like to send to us, or you have some, or if you have something that you would like to share, if you would like to even be a guest, please feel free. You can inbox me on Facebook or Dre on Facebook, or you can shoot us an email at the Brothers Podcast. Hold on one second. You can also go to our like page, which is also on Facebook, our Facebook like page, The Brothers Podcast. So if you have any show ideas, if you want to be a guest, if you want to be our guest, be our guest. The song from Beauty and the Beast. You want to be our guest. Or if you have a hot you want to share some hot topics with us, please feel free to come on with us. All right. So as I stated, Dre is having some technical difficulties. He'll be with us shortly. He will be with us shortly. All right. He'll be with us shortly. So get ready for season three, as season three is coming up. We are excited to be with you every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. But we want to get you some good topics. We want to get you some things to talk about. All right. Excuse me. All right. Hopefully Dre will be back shortly. For those of you that are interested, I am doing a back-to-school drive with my church. I am doing a back-to-school drive. If you would like to donate items or if you would like to financially give, the church's Cash App is COC, $COCINC. That's $COCINC. We're doing a backpack giveaway on August the 12th. So I'm asking you, sir, ma'am, that would like to help in this endeavor. I want to give out crayons, markers, highlighters, cards, and thumb drives, because many schools have gotten away from traditional papers and pens. I do want to give out paper, pencils, and I do want to give out the journal notebooks so that the kids can still have something to write in. Again, if you would like to be a blessing, if you'd like to give to that project, please feel free to Cash App the church, not me, the church, at $COCINC. All right? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You back?
I'm back.
I was entertaining with hand puppets.
You was entertaining with hand puppets. Did the audience see the hand puppets?
Yes, they did. They saw the hand puppets. Yeah.
I dislike your whole life, Claire. All right, let's get into this nice topic because I don't even know where we stopped at or where you stopped at.
All right, son. That's what I will.
I was talking about America's New Dummy, but I didn't know if you finished the topic or not.
Yeah, no, I was saying, you know, let's go ahead and get into our topic for tonight, and then you got silent on me.
Yeah, what had happened was, you gotta love MacBook and Norton when they combine together. Topic tonight, yes, hit the door. So tonight we're talking about knowing when it's time away. And I want y'all to hear me clear. This doesn't necessarily mean just in your intimate relationships, but knowing when to walk away from businesses, from jobs, from friends, from acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
from churches. There are so many things that there comes when you have to know when to walk away. I do feel this. Many of us today stay in situations or stay connected to people because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, or we don't want people to say something about us, or we don't want people to be upset with us, or we don't want to look like we're all that in the bag of chips because some people like to stay in the gutter and swim with the rats. We have a thing that we always worried about how somebody else feels before we worry about ourselves. And I'm not saying that I am. That is toxic for yourself. I don't understand how people would rather be unhappy and miserable and not enjoying life for the sake of, well, at least I'm still dating, or at least I'm still married, or, you know, at least I'm still working here, or, and so today I really wanted to discuss
I really hope people call in about this, but I really wanted to discuss the importance of walking away, the importance of you keeping your peace or gaining your peace, because many of us don't even know what peace feels like. Let's just be real. You
yeah.
know, I've been with this person for this long, and I don't, and I'm beginning to think, too, a lot of people stay in things that are not meant to be out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a fear of being alone, a fear of being talked about, a fear of somebody saying, oh, here you go, you ain't got another thing, and this ain't work either. You didn't try to open another business, it ain't work either. Like, listen, when my grandfather passed, I had to make up in my mind. Do I step completely in his shoes and be everything he was? Or do I put on his shoes when I need to, but still be me in the process of things? Because I knew the task I had at hand. And what I decided to do was be me, because what you're not fitting to do is mess up my peace, ruin my good peace, ruin what I have gained after all these years of praying and crying and snotting before God. And then you come along and you ruin this good joy I have of sleeping without tossing and turning because of your foolishness. And so I had to make up in my mind, you know, I don't care who it was, family, friends, it didn't matter. My life and my peace was more important. I cut so many people off after my grandfather passed. And then recently went into this good sabbatical, because once again I was just like, something ain't right, something is off, and I had to end the relationship, which I was okay with, because a relationship is meant to be something that grows and something where you build together. And if someone does not understand that, what that singer say, you can't raise a man. Listen, I'm not going to lose my peace, and I'm not going to stop what I got to get for me. Because you want to still be like, act like you on Sesame Street.
Can't you tell me how to get?
I cannot. So these are the things that, you know, I really felt like, you know, this show was necessary, because there are so many people who just, like, I question so many people, like, why are you still friends with this person if this person only deals with you when they need you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what are you getting from this deal? Like, you know, why are you still working at that job and you coming home crying every night? Okay, it pays
right.
the bills. I get it. I do understand that. You'll be surprised how much money you make doing Grubhub.
Right.
You know, get you enough, put some applications in. So what was the time, like, you know, that you were in something or connected to something or someone, and you felt like, you know what, if I don't hit the door now, I'm going to lose me in this?
Well, I was kind of pushed out, but it was the job where I was working for 13 years. I knew it was time for me to go,
mm-hmm.
but I also was like, well, I can stay another year. I can do this. I can do that. You know, because I'm not really ready, and then I don't want to leave because of the kids. But the decision was made for me. So, and then it was just like, oh, God, like, where do I start? And I think a lot of us, it's fear. I think a lot of what we experience is fear of the unknown. Like you said, sometimes we become too comfortable. So we stay in places longer than we should. We stay with people longer than we should. We stay connected to people longer than we should because, number one, yes, we don't want to be by ourselves or alone. It's fear. It's also sometimes I feel like it's procrastination. We really want to venture out and do what we want to do, but we procrastinate doing it because we feel like we got a lot of time left to do it. Oh, I don't have to do that now. I can do that tomorrow. Or, oh, I don't have to do that right now. I can do that, you know, this day. So we get those particular issues, and we get scared, we get nervous. I just believe that that's what's happening. I think it's fear, and I also think that it's just procrastination So, yeah, those are the reasons, the things that I feel.
I think to me, there are some people who have been in such a bad situation for so long that they don't understand what bad looks like.
No. Nope.
It's hard, you know, like there's no growth in this situation. There's no, you know, like they're used to not being handled
properly.
Yes. They're not, they're used to being treated like, you know, like they don't matter. And so now it's like, you know, I'm in this, but, you know, it's a relationship and it's not interfering with my friendships, even though my friends don't have relationships and for that matter, don't have jobs, but like it's not interfering with us going out every week, you know, like I think a lot of people nowadays have not really found themselves, so they don't really understand how powerful or how necessary they are. So, like for me, the reason I went into sabbatical was because I felt like I was losing myself. I felt like I was losing who I was, and it boggled me. You know, it really messed me up. I ain't going to hold you. I was like, yo, it's crazy because I've never not known me. And it took me a while to find me, but once I found me, I knew me. And so this last sabbatical really took me for a loop because I was like, yo, I'm finding myself going back down to that place that I did not like. And so it put me in a position where I was just trying to understand why why I would allow myself to fight so hard to get to a place where everything was positive and everything was going well, and then lose everything I fought to get to. So that's the reason I really went into this last sabbatical and you know, and I really had to understand, like, you know, I really, the people I cut off, I learned, I really did care about each and every one of them for their own individual uniqueness of who they were and what they represented. And I wanted to make sure or try to get you to understand, I try to get them to understand the greatness that I saw in them and the things that I knew they could do and push and pour out, you know, but I also got to a point where I realized that if you don't see the greatness in you, no matter what I do, because you don't see the greatness in you.
Right.
You know, you don't know your worth. And I think that's another issue with understanding when it's time to hit the door. So for me, it was like, it wasn't like, you know, oh, I'm hitting the door. But I mean, it was a number of things of why I hit the door, especially, you know, once people's whole sides start kicking in, I got to go. But it was, but for me, it was a thing that a lot of the repeats that people repeat is because they don't know how powerful they really are.
Right. I think people don't understand what they have inside them because they're still, like you said, I think I do agree with you. Many people don't know who they are. So they try to, they're trying to still figure all of this out. So I want to say that we have to be careful with staying in places too long. It's almost as if we begin to wander in the same cycle. And also I believe it's cycles. We begin to wander in the same cycles. We go over and over,
over
and over and over again. And then we get used to it. That's the other thing. We become comfortable in it.
But why, like, that's dangerous to be comfortable in the same cycle over and over.
It is definitely dangerous. It is dangerous. It is dangerous, but it's also very concerned. It also, people like it, and it feels comfortable. And so they, like I said, it's fear. They refuse to leave their comfort zone. Oh, I know this is wrong. Oh, I know I shouldn't be going there. Oh, I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, they already know, but they just keep going in these circles, and it gets crazy.
So how do you hit the door if the people that is, how do you hit the door if the door that you're walking in, walking out of, surrounds toxic family? Like, how would you handle that?
I hit the door. Especially with toxic family. You love your family. You love them, but you definitely walk away from, you have to understand what's more important, my health and my sanity, or me cussing them out, me fighting with them, me disliking my parents, me not speaking to my parent ever again. You know, it's better. Mm-hmm. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes you got to walk away and say, I love my family, but I can love you from a distance.
Definitely. I want to thank the person who's listening for listening on tonight. I did just reach out to them to see if they had a comment, but they're listening. So we do want to thank you for tuning in on tonight.
No.
I mean, but
you can love you. I think one of the major issues with us as people, especially people of color, we are so family oriented at that, at a cost.
Yeah.
We're family oriented to the point to where it hurts us, and we never, and then people get mad at us and tell us we're wrong for, oh, you know, you're wrong for not speaking to your brother. You know, you're wrong for not having a relationship with your dad. But we have to reconcile what that looks like. And what I won't do is I won't fake the relationship, and I'll be truthful in the relationship with my family members. But I also will create boundaries with my family members and with those that I love and with people in my life. Like, creating boundaries is helpful, and it's not harmful. But you can't always, listen, those toxic behaviors y'all used to, got to go.
Absolutely.
You know, it has to go. Like, we have to stop saying, that's your father. Okay, but my father did things to me that, let's be real, that a father shouldn't have done. My father hurt me. My father abandoned me. And I got to reconcile this abandonment that I have within inside me. But you want me to have a relationship. But he now wants a relationship with me at 60. He's 65 and I'm 29. Where was he when I really needed him? No, we got to stop these. We got to stop that. And we got to stop telling these kids that it's, that's your father, that's your mother. You need to, yes, I have to honor, I have to respect them. But let's be real, we need to have a conversation. Or we need to talk about where were you all these years. Because that's not what we're doing. So I think walking away from family, we need to unpack that let's have a toxic relationship, and then we at family reunion cussing each other out in front of everybody.
That part.
We had the family reunion cussing each other out, and people were like, you know, don't talk to your father like that. My father and my mother shouldn't have said this to me. But then it's okay to create boundaries.
Yeah. And healthy boundaries are needed because I think, especially as adults, it teaches people, number one, I've grown, so I understand what's best for me. Number two, I know my worth. And I know what you're not going to do is treat me, you know, in a way that I don't want to be treated.
Right.
And then number three, I think it teaches people, you know, I've acknowledged what you've done my whole life.
Right.
You know, and now I'm old enough where I can reclaim myself. And me reclaiming myself was necessary.
It's funny you say it like that. It's funny you say it like that. We all laugh when Maxine Waters said, I'm reclaiming my time. And many of us need to literally reclaim ourselves and reclaim our time. It was funny when she said it, and then we ran with it, but did we really run with it and understand what it really meant to reclaim your time and reclaim who you are?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I do feel like if you don't reclaim yourself, you know, and you don't get back what was taken from you, you're going to die incomplete, and you're going to be unhappy with yourself. You know, because a lot of times people have a tendency of snatching what could have been your greatest years, because as you've grown, you continue to say, but what would they think? But what would this person think? Oh, well, I wonder if this person, like, you know, like, I don't like when someone's in a relationship and they say, well, what do you think about this person? They're not dating that person.
Right.
You know, do you think this is a good relationship for me? Why would you ask that to somebody? Do you think I should stay in this job? Why would that matter what they think? They don't work there.
Right. I don't ask people those questions. Like, I might ask your opinion on something, but when it comes to making decisions that are going to affect me, I might say, well, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Just pray for me, or, you know.
Sometimes I don't even want your prayer. Your life shows that your prayer life is ineffective. So sometimes I don't even want people's prayers no more. You know, I got to a point now where I'm like, you know, I'm selective about who praying for me. Baby, no, you can't pray for me to get a house and you still, you know, you ain't paying bills, period. No, you missed something. You know, you 70 years old and you still ain't paying bills? No, you missed something. You know, and I'm big on that. Like, I had a friend who said to me, you know, you have this thing where you always want to just build, you know, like you just got to accomplish something every year. And I was like, why wouldn't I?
And that's not a bad thing. That is clearly not a bad thing. We all should be willing to accomplish things every year. We should always want to change from year to year. That should be next year. We should be focusing on now as the time we need to be focused on what we need to finish this year and what we want to accomplish for next year. It should be ongoing always. We shouldn't wait for next year to accomplish what – that's not how that works.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking at the fact, like, some of these folk out here, they're 30 years old and they still in their, like, 19-year-old mindset, and that scares me. That scares me because I'm like, if the children are the future – then, you know, like, you can't be the future with a child mindset.
No, not at all. With a child mindset and with a, it's just so much. With a child mindset and no ambition and I think we should do a show about goal setting, setting goals. But I think a lot of our, it goes back to a lot of what I see with our kids is that they have these lofty goals to be something like a rapper or a basketball player. Like I had students at my former school that's all they aspire to do, and that's it. And I'm not saying they couldn't do it, but what if something happened to you like Bronny James today?
Right.
Where the doctors are saying you can't play basketball because you have a severe heart condition, or you can't do this because you injured your knee, you injured your knee, and the doctor said, if you fall on that knee again, you'll never be able to walk on that leg.
Absolutely.
Like,
but, I mean, and that kind of ties back into family, because if you think about it, like, even with growing up sometimes when it comes to, like, even with this nice episode of Hitting the Door, you know, there are some people who live their dreams through their children. You know, and I think that, you know, I think to me, there has to come a time where as a human, the child should have a right to say, that's not my aspirations. That's not my goals.
Yeah. Like, if I had children and my child came to me and said, I want to be a actor, I would support them 100%. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's their goal. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. I mean, my son's a wrestler.
Right.
You know, I mean, he got like 6 other jobs outside of that, but that's his main, that's his what he values, you know, and has a chance to go big, but doesn't want to. And I respect his decision even with that, because he's able to do what he wants. He's able to have his own control, his own freedom by not being signed to one of these major, affiliations and networks. So I respect that, you know, that he, you know, he values being home every night. He values,
right.
you know, being able to see his kids when he wants to. He values being able to talk to young people without having to have a signed agreement. You know, that was like something where
right.
he had to tell, you know, he had to tell people that, you know, for business, no, like, this is bad business because, you know, and I'm going to have to decline this. I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to, and
right.
as the ninth episode say, I'm going to have to hit the door because this is bad business. You know, you're telling me you want to control everything I do for a contract.
Right.
And
right.
at the end of the day, if I get hurt, you don't even have nothing in this contract that says you got me for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, so I have to respect that.
And that's the thing about when you say hit the door, about us really looking at what is important to us as individuals, what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to give up for the sake of our sanity and humanity? I think many of us are at a point to where we feel like the reason why, and like you said, like I'm a teacher, and I get so frustrated with my coworkers that are older, who've been in the profession for 30 years but don't care about their students. Like, what part of, if you don't want to do the job no more, why are you here? Why are you here? You're making it rough for them. These students come and complain about you. These students talk. Why are you here if all you're going to do is cause chaos and disorder? Go somewhere where you can be successful, go do something else, go retire, go sit, go get collect a paycheck or 3 paychecks every month. Go do something else if this is not where you want to be. But stop this nonsense of, oh, I don't want these kids and it, I hate it. Like, you are in a profession, and I don't like the people that really don't want to be in a profession. They're only doing it for a paycheck. Well, go do that somewhere else. You know that you can teach for the federal government, get a paycheck, they fly you to different places. You know you can do that, right? Other people. You can be a trainer in the federal government, training adults.
That part.
Yeah.
And
go
can
do,
I say, like, hit the door also
knowing
when it's okay, that it's okay to walk away even from your house of worship. Many of us go to. I've learned that especially in the black church, in the black families, a lot of us go to churches because this is where our family goes. You know, you ain't been fed in the church since they were giving you Gerber, as a baby, and you started crying, and they wanted you to shut up because the preacher was preaching. That was the last time you got fed. It's okay to go find you your own individual church house where you can be fed the word of God, and it's something that is reconciling with your spirit. It's making you say, oh, it's nothing worse. And this is something I had to learn. It's nothing worse to me than being in a church And after service is over, you ask yourself, why did I show up?
And do that past the effort. And I'm going to agree with you on that. Stop feeling like you're obligated because of family. But also, you're doing a disservice to that ministry because of your negativity. If you're not happy, I'm quite sure the pastor wouldn't mind you leaving. And I'm not. But they'll be fine. They will be just fine. And I think you are right. Like, there were some people, and I ain't trying to excuse my, I was some people I was happy to see go.
Yes.
But as a pastor, I was happy to see go because I knew that this was not the place for them.
That's it.
And they were doing more harm. Huh?
I tell them in a heartbeat, like, let me help you get to two doors. I'm going to help you walk out my door, and I'm going to help you walk into the door you want to walk into.
Yeah.
That way, they got to wait on a letter for me. I'm going to come and give them my voice. They're going to hear your recommendation by vocals.
See, you starting trouble.
Yeah, it's like you're starting trouble. It's like, you know, I just don't understand why is it so hard for folk to walk away, walk out of a building, knowing you know what church you want to go to. Oh my God, you leave the church every week and you say, "Oh, I sure wish I went to that church." Why are you still here? You know, like,
out of obligation.
Say, oh my God, I so wish I was a part of your church. Well, what's stopping you from coming? Well, you know, I go here, and, you know, my family, all my family came out this church. Keywords, they all came out.
And all the family gone, and you still there.
All the family gone. You the lone survivor. And you only there out of habit.
Right.
Uncle Pookie then went back to drugs. Cousin Ray Ray then went back to drinking. You know... Uncle, cousin Scooter Boot never came off the block. So all y'all was going to make Big Mama happy, and Big Mama sitting around the throne. Why y'all still there?
Right.
If you don't go find you a church house that you have to know, it's okay. It's okay to walk out. It's okay to leave. Because if you don't, you're going to be unhappy.
You're going to be unhappy. You already unhappy.
Right. Like, you're going to be
worried. Already miserable.
So it's like, it's okay to walk out the church. It's okay to walk away from relationships that's not meant for you. It's okay to walk out of jobs that, you know, you're not happy. Put in some applications to places, like Maurice said, that you can benefit from.
Right.
This job pays me so good. Money can't go with you when you die, boo. And let's be honest, it's barely paying the bills that you got now.
And you complain about that.
And you, right. So go get you a job that you can at least say, I don't even feel like I'm at work.
I had a good day, and I did this and this, this, and I got this accomplished.
Yes.
We love you, but it's okay to walk away. It's even okay to walk away from those toxic relationships with the boyfriend you've been with for 20 years and 30 and 15, and it's okay to walk away from them. It's not healthy for you. And I think many of us, we love health. We love unhealthy, dramatic relationships. Oh my God.
I don't understand how anybody can choose to lay up next to somebody that they're not happy with. Fantasia said, free yourself.
Okay, if you want me, then don't talk. If you want me, then don't talk.
If you don't want
me,
then don't talk to me. Free yourself. If you don't want to free yourself, let me help you walk to the door. Like, I don't.
He said, go ahead to someone else.
Someone asked a question. Through text, is it okay to walk away from things that take control? Oh, they said the statement, it is okay to walk away from things that take control over you. Absolutely.
Absolutely, positively, yes. And some of us, we like, but we don't like to be in control of our lives, so we let everything else be in control.
I just had that conversation with my brother tonight. I'll punch you in the face. You was on the phone?
Nope. We want someone else to control our lives.
Yes. We don't like the responsibility of adulting. Can I be real with you? The person you letting control your life, they don't like the responsibility of adulting either.
Yeah.
People, places, and things. Some of us need to walk away from alcohol. I'm not a drunk. No, you're not a drunk. You just black out every time you drink. I'm not a weed head. You're right. But that's the weed you smoking is making you a hoe. Every time you smoke, you got to go have sex. You might want to walk away from the weed. It might not be leading you to crack, but it sure is leading you to some different bed every night.
Oh, my.
So you got to know when to walk away from things, you know, that control you. Because control doesn't necessarily come from adult or come from another person. It can come from another, it can come from a different substance, or it can come from, you know, different habits we have. It could come, you know, I don't act like this till I start hanging with dumb friends. Well, maybe you need to ask yourself, are these friends? So the question is asked, why do we believe in walking away?
Why do we believe in walking away?
Yes.
Not to be funny or anything, but walking away allows you to be free. It's about being free. It's about freedom. Some of us are in relationships that are keeping us bound, are keeping us from, and I'm not talking about, I'm not trying to be churchy, but it's keeping us bound to situations or the people who don't mean us no good, and it's not healthy. It is very unhealthy, and that's why we believe in walking away. You should walk away because it's unhealthy. It's not causing you to be the greater self than you could be.
Yeah. Do we walk away or do we go to jail? Because if you stay there, sooner or later, you're going to try to kill somebody. Like,
that's a relationship.
You ever been the place that you get so pissed off when you think about going?
Dude, thank God.
Or you look at your phone, and because your phone ringing, you look at who calling, and your temperature, your blood pressure just goes up.
If that's happening, then that tells me it's time to go.
Yeah, that's a sure enough sign. This ain't gonna work.
This ain't work.
You ever go to answer your phone and it just dies? Like your phone see who calling? Like, oh hell no, and it just dies.
Your phone just ain't.
It's like I gotta walk away because if I don't, I'm going to choke you out.
I'm going to choke you out.
I'm going to put my fingers into the back of your throat. Your last words will be because I can't deal with you no more. I tell people all the time, I got CTH syndrome. my principal finally asked what that meant. I said, choke that.
Oh, Lord. Choke that whole center.
I said, listen, it keeps me from pulling the trigger.
So that's why we believe in walking away.
Yeah.
We have
you gotta walk
you
for
have
your
to,
sanity.
You gotta walk away.
Yeah, for your sanity.
What's more? What's,
because if you
what's
don't
more important?
A number and all jokes aside, truth be told, the more you stay, the unhappier you become. And how fair is it to you to be depressed over a situation that you could have just easily walked away from? I don't see any more questions. I'm done for the night. I mean, you know, anything else you want to take, you want to add, you want to summarize? I mean, me personally,
Just be, you know, when you're walking away from things or you're deciding to make that decision to walk away, just understand that you're going to feel alone. You're going to feel those things. But know that you did the best you could in the situation. You're going to feel like you're by yourself. You're going to feel like you made the wrong decision, but you didn't. So don't beat yourself up. Be okay with walking away. Be okay with being by yourself for a season, because it won't be like that. You won't be by yourself for long. But just understand that you had to do it for your family and your peace. And that's all. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Folk, hit the dough and hit the flow running. And the reason I say that is because if you don't, you will experience a number of things. That folks are having strokes and heart attacks left and right because of stress. Why stress yourself even more?
In the words of Heidi Klum, Avita Singh. Goodbye.
It's been fun. So until next time, next week's show, we will be back on same podcast channel, same podcast place. For those who missed any of tonight's show, feel free to tune in on iHeartRadio as well as Apple Podcasts. Just look us up by the Brothers Podcast and look for that logo you see right on your screen right now with our beautiful faces on there. And you will be able to not only tune in, but you will also be able to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Every time a podcast debuts, it will let you know. It's definitely important that you do that. Why? Because we are the brothers and we like doing what we do. We are so grateful for every one of our listeners, and we do pray that you do come back and tune in again on next week. Until next time, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, in the city where you must be more careful. From the first state, it's your boy Dre. That's my boy Mars.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers. And we'll see you next week.
Brother.
Thanks for tuning in.
All right.